Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on dub echo throws, specifically on snare endings, in drum and bass. Dub throws are those quick little bursts of delay that happen on one or two selected snare hits. Usually it's the last snare of a two-bar phrase, or the snare right before a fill or a transition. And in DNB, the reason this works so well is that it creates space and tension without slowing the groove down or washing your drums in reverb. Today you're going to build a clean, controllable throw system that behaves like an instrument. You'll be able to choose exactly which snares get thrown, keep the timing locked to the tempo, and shape the tone so it's dark and gritty instead of bright and annoying. Let's set this up in a way that's reliable in a real mix. First, prep. Pick your snare target. You will get the cleanest results if your snare is on its own audio or MIDI track. If it's inside a drum rack, make sure you can route just the snare chain, not the whole kit. The throw is supposed to feel like a deliberate moment, not like your entire drum bus just turned into an echo chamber. Quick gain staging check. Get your snare peaking somewhere around -6 to -3 dB. And you want a clear transient, because the delay is going to exaggerate whatever it's fed. If your snare is all body and no crack, the throw can turn into a smeary wash. Now build the dedicated return track. Create a return track, and name it something obvious like a snare dub throw. Set the return track fader at 0 dB. That's important, because we're going to control the effect amount from the snare send, not by writing the return fader all the time. On your snare track, you'll use sender to feed this return. This is the classic workflow for throws because you can automate the send for individual hits. Even if you later turn the snare up or down, your delay tail has its own life. That separation is a big part of why throws feel clean and pro. Now we build the FX chain on the return. We're going to do echo, then filtering, then dirt, then control. But before echo, add one small safety move that saves you later. Put a utility at the very start of the return. Treat it like an input trim. Pull it down somewhere between -6 and -12 dB. Here's why. Once you start doing send spikes and feedback automation, levels can jump fast, and feedback can run away. Trimming the input keeps the throw controllable, and you can always make up gain at the end. Next, add Ableton Echo. This is the heart of it. Turn sync on. For time, start with 1/8 note if you want it tight and obvious. Or try 3/16 if you want that rolling, slightly off-kilter dub, feel that sits great in jungle and modern DNB. 3/16 is a secret weapon because it feels like it's stepping around the grid without actually beating off time. Set feedback around 45% to start, and keep dry slash wet at 100% because it's a return. For the channel mode, ping-pong gives you width, but be careful, if the return is loud, a wide ping-pong can make the snare feel like it shifts away from the center. In dense drops, consider using a more centered mode, like mid-focused behavior, or just keep the return quieter and narrower. You can always automate width wider on transitions. Now add a little modulation in echo, but don't overdo it. Mod amount around 5 to 12%, mod rate around 0.2 to 0.6 e.g. You want slow drift, like unstable hardware, not a chorus pedal. Now we shape the tone with filtering. Add auto filter after echo for a clear, visual way to carve the sound. High pass somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz so the throw doesn't drag low-end junk into your mix. This is non-negotiable in DNB if you care about your sub. Then low pass around 4 to 8k Hz so the repeats don't steal the sparkle from your hats and ride cymbals. Your hats should keep their definition. Your throw should sit behind them. Add a little drive on the filter, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just to give the repeat some edge. Now, a deeper dub tip that changes the whole character. Filter placement. If you filter after echo, you're only eking the output, but inside the feedback loop the signal is still full range. If you want classic dub behavior, where each repeat gets darker and darker, you want filtering before echo so the filter's sound re-enters the feedback loop each time. A simple way, group the devices into an audio effect rack, and put in a cue or filter before echo in the chain. Then each pass loses a little top end and starts to feel like hardware degradation. That disappearing into smoke vibe becomes automatic. Next, add dub dirt. Drop a saturator after the delay. Analog clip is a great starting mode. Drive maybe 4 dB, anywhere from 2 to 8 depending on taste. Then adjust the output so you're not clipping your return. If you want more grind, overdrive can be nasty in a good way. Aim the frequency around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Keep drive modest at first, and use tone to taste. The goal isn't constant harshness, it's that the throw feels heavier than the dry snare. Now dynamics control. Put a glue compressor after the saturation to stop the first repeat from spiking too hard. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient still bites. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction during the throw. Then add a limiter at the end as a safety net. Feedback plus saturation is where surprise peaks come from. The limiter is your nothing explodes insurance. Okay, now we make it a throw, not just a delayed snare. Go to arrangement view, enable automation, and automate the snare track send A. The default should be off, all the way down at minus infinity. Then draw quick spikes only on the snare hits you want to throw. A great starting pattern, in a 2-bar loop, throw only the last snare of bar 2. That's the classic phrase ending punctuation. In a 16-bar drop, do it at bars 4, 8, 12, and 16. That gives structure without turning it into a gimmick. For the spike level, start somewhere between minus 12 and minus 6 dB. If you go too high, you're not doing a throw anymore. You're basically replacing your snare with an echo. If you're looping in session view and want speed, do it with clip envelopes instead. Open the snare clip, go to envelopes, choose mixer, then send A and draw the spike right on the hit. This is really fast for iterating patterns. Now here's where it becomes dub instead of delay preset. You want movement, and you want the throw to have a clear gesture. Think of a throw as three phases. First, the hit, that's your send spike. Second, the bloom, that's a quick feedback rise so the echo opens up for a moment. Third, the disappear, that's feedback coming back down, and the low pass closing so it fades into darkness. So automate echo feedback on the return. Maybe you sit at 35% normally. On the throw moment, push it to 55 or even 70, but only briefly, like a beat or less. Then pull it back down. DNB at 174 BPM does not forgive long uncontrolled tails unless you're doing it on purpose, in a breakdown. Then automate the filter cutoff for the disappear. Start the low pass around 6 to 8 kHz and sweep down over about a bar to 3 or 4 kHz. The repeats feel like they're getting swallowed, and that keeps your groove clean. Now, tighten it so it doesn't blur the drums. Add a compressor on the return and use sidechain. Sidechain from the kick, or from your main drum bus if that's your control point. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of ducking, when the kick and snare hit. What that does is it makes the echo breathe around the groove. You still feel the tail, but it tucks out of the way of the main punch. Another advanced control tip. If your snare has a long tail, the delay can grab the sustain and smear everything. In that case, add drum bus or a transient shaper on the snare track, and increase transient slightly only on the hits you plan to throw. You can automate that per hit. You're basically telling the delay, grab the crack, not the wash. Let's make it performable. Group your return chain into an audio effect rack, and map a macro called throw. Map echo feedback, filter cutoff, and saturator drive to that single macro. For example, feedback from 30 to 70, cutoff from 8K down to 3K. Drive from 3 dB to 7 dB. Now you can automate one macro to get a whole dub gesture. It feels like playing an instrument instead of drawing 5 lanes of automation. Now a few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't do full band throws without high pass and low pass. That's how you instantly fight the bass and hats. Don't set feedback too high at DNB tempos unless you want mush. Keep tails intentional. On a return, keep the return effects 100% wet. If you blend dry into the return, you can get weird phase and you'll muddy the transient. And don't throw every snare. That's not a throw. That's just a delayed snare. Throws are punctuation. Let's go one level deeper with some advanced variations you can try once the basic chain works. Variation 1. Dual time throw. Make an audio effect rack with two parallel chains on the return. One chain is a tight 1/8 delay. The other is 3/16 or dotted 1/8. Then map a macro to crossfade between them. Now you can do call and response throws. Straight, then lurchy, without rewriting automation. Variation 2. A soft feedback catch using a gate. Put a gate after echo with a gentle threshold so the first repeat gets through, but the quieter repeats get chopped. This keeps things punchy in busy hat sections. Variation 3. Degrade like hardware. Put redux very subtly before echo. Tiny bit reduction, soft downsample. Because it's pre-echo, each repeat re-enters the loop slightly worse. That's the worn tape dub vibe. You can also try erosion pre-echo at low amounts for fizzy grit that still reads on small speakers. Stereo discipline. Quick note. If you're using ping pong and it feels too wide, add utility at the end. Keep width around 70 to 90% during the drop, and automate it wider, like 120 to 140, only that freeze ends. That way, the groove stays centered and heavy, but transitions still flare out. Now a mini practice routine. Set your project to 174 BPM. Make a simple two-step. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats on 8ths or 16ths. Build your return chain. Then, in a 16-bar drop, you send spikes only at bars 4, 8, 12, and 16 on the snare. On those same moments, automate feedback up by about 10 to 20%, then back down, and automate a low-pass sweep down over the next bar. Render a quick bounce and listen for two things. 1. Does the groove still feel punchy and forward? 2. Do you feel the phrase transitions more clearly, like the track has punctuation? If it muddies, you have 3 fast fixes. Raise the high pass, reduce feedback, or increase sidechain ducking. Let's wrap it up. You built a snare-only dub throw using a dedicated return so it's clean and automatable. Your core chain is echo into filtering, then saturation, then compression, and a limiter for safety. You're triggering it with send spikes on phrase-ending snares, and you're making it feel dub by automating feedback and filter as a musical gesture. And you're keeping it tight with sidechain so the delay doesn't smear the drums. If you tell me your substyle, like liquid, jump up, neuro, or jungle, and whether your snare is more crack or more body, you can dial the timing and tone even tighter. That's where throws go from cool effect to signature movement.